This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, Nick Holonyak. Two of those are household names. One is perhaps not, but it probably should be. Holonyak developed the first practical, visible spectrum LED in 1962. And 6 decades later, LEDs are everywhere, from light bulbs to flat-screen TVs to smartphones. You can also find the technology he contributed to in DVD player lasers and dimmer light switches, among other things. Holonyak was born in Ziegler, Illinois. He was the son of an immigrant coal miner, and he later became the first member of his family to pursue higher education. His path took him through bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where our program is based. Eventually, he came back in 1963 to serve on the faculty and stayed for the next 50 years. The whole way through, he kept pushing forward with his work. He summed up his philosophy in a 2004 video after he won the Lemelson MIT Prize.
So I always felt that I could make what I wanted. And I don't think I ever changed my attitude about that. If I see something I like, I'm going to learn how to make it.
Holonyak earned many other recognitions throughout his life, including 2 presidential medals. Nick Holonyak Jr. died last month in Urbana. He was 93 years old. Here to help us remember him is Rashid Bashir. He's the dean of the Granger College of Engineering at the University of Illinois and a longtime colleague of Nick's. Dean Bashir, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's my pleasure to be here.
So how did you get to know Nick?
So I had the honor and the privilege of meeting Professor Nick Holonyak when I actually joined the University of Illinois, the College of Engineering, and the Micro Nanotechnology Lab, which is a facility here in the College of Engineering on our campus. I came as the director of that facility in 2007, and I knew of Nick Holonyak and all of his contributions, of course, before I joined. But after I joined the university and the college, I had the great pleasure of getting to know him.
I heard you were nervous the first time you met him, almost.
That is correct. I was, I was a faculty member, of course, coming in as a director of this facility, where I was to oversee and support the work of the faculty, and faculty like giants like Professor Nick Holonyak. So I was indeed nervous the first time I met him.
So we heard a little bit about at the start about his philosophy around his work. From your perspective, what was he like as a researcher?
Yeah, he's. I think he was just an amazing human being and an amazing researcher, in the sense that you got a little, the video you played or the soundbite you played was really reflected that. I think he was just so focused on impact, so focused on sort of advancing the frontier of knowledge, so focused on research. This is always, expecting, demanding, and pushing and propelling everyone that's around him forward to change the world for the better. He really sort of, I think his intensity was infectious. And he, like I said, really pushed everyone along to continue to make the world a better place by advancement of research, knowledge, and technology.
Well, and that sort of seeped into his, not just his work in the lab, but his broader worldview, right? What was he like as a person? And what did he think of science and its role in the world?
Yeah, he was just, like I said, really an amazing person, from the discipline that he had and his work ethics. He was extremely hardworking. I mean, he was known to work, at least six days a week, if not all 7. And he would come in at a very regular time in the morning, get coffee on the way, talk to people, talk to graduate students. I used to, since I joined Illinois, I used to try to meet him. And many of us, many of the faculty, would try to meet him at 9 a.m. in his office over coffee and talk about stories that he had, meeting many of the luminaries of science and technology and electronics. He was known to regularly go in and exercise at the gym, at the Kenny's gym, which is just south of the Micro Nanotechnology Lab. So yeah, he was just kind of an all-around person, a huge personality that was here on campus for and in the world for all these years, and really made us all better.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned some of the luminaries he met with, because I did want to ask, he, as a PhD student, he studied under John Bardeen. Again, not maybe a household name today, but Bardeen invented the transistor and won the Nobel Prize in Physics twice. Can you talk about Nick and the work he did with John Bardeen?
Yeah, that's just an amazing story of itself, both, I mean, them individually and then both together. So Professor John Bardeen was, like you said, two-time Nobel Prize winner in physics, one of the very few people in the world, in the history of the world, that has won two Nobel Prizes, and especially in the same discipline. So transistor is the other, you know, dramatically profound invention that has changed the world, right next to the LED. So John Bardeen invented the transistor, and after that, you know, he came to UFI as a faculty member, and his first PhD student was Nick Holoniak. So that in itself is an amazing story, that John Bardeen, you know, selects his first PhD student, and that happens to be Nick Holoniak, who in his own right goes off and changes the world by inventing the visible LED. So the two of them had a very special relationship as an advisor and a student. A PhD student first, and then when Professor Holoniak came back as a faculty member after working at GE, he came back. He was, of course, then colleagues here also with John Bardeen, and Nick Holoniak had a very deep appreciation and respect and admiration of his friend and advisor and colleague John Bardeen. I mean, I never had a conversation with Nick where he did not mention John Bardeen. So I think they had a very special relationship. And I think, that was all the way till the end. I remember talking to Nick even sometime earlier this year, and he would always talk about the contributions that John Bardeen had made. Nick talked less about everything he had done, but talked more about what John Bardeen had done.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are talking about the life and legacy of Nick Holoniak Jr., who was a longtime professor and engineer at the University of Illinois. He was 93 years old when he died last month in Urbana, and he is credited with inventing the visible spectrum LED back in 1963. And we're talking about that with Rashid Bashir, who's the dean of the Granger College of Engineering at the U of I and was a colleague of Professor Holoniak's. Let me ask you, mentioned the world-changing technology of the LED. I'm standing in this, at a desk that has a soundboard and some speakers. They all have little LED indicator lights in them. I'm working in a room with LED lights overhead. I've got a smartphone that probably has a bunch of LED technology in it. But why is this a world-changing technology? Help us understand that.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. I mean, maybe I'll just go back in history just a little bit, is that when Professor Nick Holoniak, when he invented the LED, I mean, what he was looking to do is to create, light out of electricity, but without the incandescent light bulb technology, right? So the idea that you could generate light, visible light, by passing current through semiconductor materials. And the materials, actually, he also, by the way, created those material alloys. And alloy is basically combining different materials together. He did that himself also to create that demonstration of the LED. So materials like gallium arsenide and gallium phosphide, or gallium arsenide phosphide, these are elements on the periodic table. So he actually sort of, created those materials and those alloys, and then used them to produce this demonstration of the first red visible laser and LED. And by the way, it's interesting to note that after he did that, GE was actually making products of them just a few months later. I mean, that's sort of how robust his demonstration were, that they were becoming products just a few years later. So, then actually, it's also interesting to note is that, I think it was in 1963 or so, in a Reader's Digest article, and Nick Holoniak also predicted that actually the LEDs, so back then, right, in 63, he predicted that these LEDs, they were the most efficient source of light. He had done the calculations and looked forward that this will be the most efficient source of generating light, and someday they would replace light bulbs. So he predicted that back in 63, and this is what you see today. That's because he knew how efficient these would be. They would produce less heat than the standard light bulb, and hence you see now that these are now all around us, LEDs, right, everywhere. So that was really credited to his foresight of what could be possible, that he saw like 50 years ahead of time.
Yes, I once had a business professor who talked about people who could look at a light bulb and see the flat screen TV. I guess they were talking about Nick Holonyak, perhaps, almost specifically without realizing it. Talk about some of his other marks that he left on the world of science and in the broader world today.
Yeah, so he actually really did many other things after he came to UFI also with his work here. He was, you know, on our faculty for over 50 years, which is amazing. Just a couple of things that I can mention, he also created what is called a PNPN junction, meaning these devices that are now actually quite, you know, commonly used in light dimmer technology. So whenever you have these things on your wall where you slide these things up and down, behind them there is actually a semiconductor device which can switch at different voltage levels, and hence creates this different intensities of light, essentially sends the current at different levels. So he created that technology. That was really something very fundamental, called a PNPN switch. And then other, actually, Nobel laureate William Shockley, later took a version of that switch to California and started company Fairchild, which also then became sort of what led off to the creation of the Silicon Valley and a lot of the companies there. So I mean, some of the work that Nick did was really behind those other electronic devices. While he was at GE, he also invented what's called a silicon controlled rectifier, and that's what I mentioned. The rectifier is what is used in our household light dimmers now, and it's also sort of a trigger control and power tools. So there's a lot of things that we use around us in addition to the LED that actually are credited back to Professor Nick Holonyak.
Amazing. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I do want to ask, he received many recognitions during his lifetime, awards, I mentioned presidential medals, but there's one award that he did not earn, and that's the Nobel Prize. And there are a lot of people out there who think he should have for pioneering the LED. I should say, in 2007, he himself said, "It's ridiculous to think that somebody owes you something. We're lucky to be alive when it comes down to it." But what do you think? Do you think he got the recognition he deserved in his lifetime?
Well, so that's a great question. I will be frank by saying that I don't think he did. He should have. I believe he should have won the Nobel Prize for this demonstration. But yes, like you said, he's won every other prize but the Nobel Prize. He won the Queen Elizabeth Prize, the Charles Stark Draper Prize of Engineering, two medals of technology, you know, two national medals of science and technology. But he certainly was very deserving of the Nobel Prize. And but he also, like you said, you know, he did have this great attitude about just thankful to be alive and make a difference, change the world for the better, and keep moving forward. So that's where we are, and I think he did. I think the world is a better place. We're all enjoying the benefits of his inventions, and the world is a better place because of Nick Holonyak.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that every minute of my day, I'll probably be using something in my life that he had a role in helping craft with the LED. I want to thank Dean Rashid Bashir, who is, again, Dean of the Granger College of Engineering at the U of I and a longtime colleague of Professor Nick Holonyak Jr., who died last month in Urbana at the age of 93. Dean Bashir, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you for talking about Professor Nick Holonyak and all of his impact. We really appreciate it.
Yes. And we appreciate you being with us. And that is all the time we have for our show today. Before we go, I do want to urge you to join our texting group. 217-803-0730 is the number. You can just send the word talk to that number. Again, talk, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. We do ask questions about upcoming topics, and we love including your feedback on the show. The 21st Show is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.